Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God of the whole world, the whole universe. And thank you that you've called us to know you, be a part of the family, and flow together with you. Thank you, Lord, that you've got a unique destiny for each and every one of us by the Spirit, that we can know, experience, and enjoy to the benefit of ourselves, our family, and our neighborhood in this world, Lord. Thank you for your kingdom that has come and your goodness that has come to fill this earth. So, yes, your kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 11 from verse 25 to 31. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through the disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all.
Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful stuff here. Right at the beginning, we can see, you know, we mustn't be ignorant. They've been disobedient, and we were also disobedient, lost without a covenant, without God. But praise God, in Jesus we were included. And so we've embraced that. So here the word is saying that they are blind now, and we now see and we enjoy this goodness. And it's all about us waking up to this goodness, waking up to this realities of the kingdom. The King has come. The kingdom is here. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing, just as we were predestined before the foundation of the earth. And here comes a word that we've been seeing Paul saying on many times. He wants to make the Jews jealous by this goodness that is now available to us, so that they can also wake up. So this is what's so important. We've come in, and not just to make the Jew jealous, but to make the rich jealous, to make the poor jealous, make everyone that is not in Jesus, not saved in the kingdom, led by the Spirit, to be jealous of the goodness of God, the favor of God, the abundance that is here. It says so beautifully in 1 Corinthians 1:30, of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom. That's got to come first, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the Spirit, wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything pertaining to life. So here we can see, guys, we got a calling to arise and shine. We got a calling because he says he starts a work and he completes it. He never leaves us or forsakes us. So God is our helper, and this we need to take hold of. And as the word says here, so we are partaking now of this goodness, but here in the fullness of time, they will also come in and enter into this beautiful covenant. I want you just to see here, this is not Jesus coming again. This is Jesus that has come, and he's turned away ungodliness for Jew and Gentile. And praise God for these Jews. We are listening to Jews here. This is Paul here. He's a Jew, that he's a true Jew. He's saved, and we need to get into these scriptures, these words, and not just from our Jewish brother Paul, but from all the other disciples, also Jews. We need to read their word. We're looking to the wrong Jews when we look to the Jewish nation, or we look to America and we look around, when we look to God and we get into the new covenant through these Jewish brothers that has met their Savior, I love John, the beautiful disciple, say, he says so beautiful, the Son of God has come and he has given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. That's Jesus. And this is the God quality of life, that we're in them and we're in the light, and that's what's so important. So God is there. This is the same covenant we are enjoying, and we must look to wake up to, because that's the problem. But the body, the bride, has been sleeping. But praise God, here in these end times, in this fullness of time now, we must wake up. We must see what is ours and take hold of it for the glory of God, for the good of his name. So it's so beautiful. What did Jesus say? Unless a seed falls into the ground, it remains alone. But if it falls into the ground, it will bear much fruit. And what does the much fruit consist of? People, Jew or Gentile, turning away from the world, following Jesus so that they can be where he is. And then the Father honors those that serve the Lord in this way. So guys, we got a wonderful motivation here. You know, this darkness, I mean, I shared around a lot about what's happening in security now, because it's evil people being moved by evil kings, that is being moved by the devil, powers and principalities of darkness. And what is the answer? The answer is for the people of God to wake up. There will be problems in politics, in the police, in schools, everywhere, until the body of Christ wakes up. I like the, just at the end of our readings there, it says, you who were once disobedient to God, yet you have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. Through the mercy shown you. And what does Romans 1 tell us in that there? Give your bodies as living sacrifice. This is not just a Christian club. We've got to give ourselves and to prove the good, the perfect and acceptable work of God. Amen. Love of God. And then it goes on. You know the rest, that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do we do that? By being born again, listening to the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. So it's so important, guys. Wake up, rise and shine, for your light has come. And I must end off with a beautiful chapter, and it's a prophetic chapter. It says a king will reign in righteousness. Jesus is ruling now in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. And how do rulers rule with justice? You go down to verse 8. Noble people make noble plans, and by noble plans they stand, because they understand they're in the kingdom, in the presence of God, and it's a kingdom that is shaking all other kingdoms. All other kingdoms will submit to the kingdom of our Lord and Savior. And then you go back to verse 3, and they will be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So Lord, we thank you in these days, Father God, you are drawing your body, your bride, your called out people to understand their calling, understand the goodness that is available, and to press on and not be deceived by all these teachings of darkness and deception, to stop the body from waking up, the bride from moving into the fullness of your love plan, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for a mighty move of your Spirit in these last days to bring in those that need to be brought in, Lord, and especially our Jewish brothers that made this covenant available to us, this wonderful understanding available to us. And so, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your provision. And we thank you for the path of the righteous that gets brighter and brighter until full day. Thank you, Jesus, for the full day, Lord, where there's no more chance to be the bride. There's no more chance to be the sheep, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we wake up now, Father God, to the realities that have come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.